Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching on the integrity of the Word of God is being broadcast exclusively for our radio listeners. And now, here's Andrew.
Put God's Word in your heart and make it a part of you. And I can promise you, any person that's struggling in any part of your life, there is a promise that contains the supernatural power of God that if it was put in your heart and released, it would solve whatever problem you've got. It would heal your body. You know, we are going to be praying for people down here. I believe God has shown me we're going to see some awesome miracles happen. We're going to see blind eyes open, deaf ears open. We're going to see great miracles happen. But there's a lot of people, see, that come and they always are looking for somebody else to lay hands on them. And we're going to do that and we're going to help you, because not everybody is at the place of maturity where the Word of God can just heal them on their own. But I'm telling you, the Word of God is so powerful that if you would take it, it will heal you without anybody laying hands on you. Now, that's not to say that there's anything wrong with us laying hands on you. The Lord said, these signs will follow them that believe. Mark chapter 16, verse 17, they shall lay hands on the sick. That's verse 18, they shall recover. That's part of it. So we are going to do that, and we're going to see miracles happen. But what happens if I'm not here? Is the only time you can get healed once a year when I come to Phoenix? Well, praise God that God uses people and that He'll use our prayer ministers. But the Word of God will heal you anytime, all of the time. You don't have to wait on the man or the woman of God to come through town and lay hands on you. God's Word will be health unto all of your flesh and life unto them that find it. That's the way that God intended it to be. Until we get to that place where the Word of God is working, God gave people certain gifts so that you can receive from them. If the only way that you could receive from God was just to have the Word working in your life and having it release its power, then what would happen to the person that comes forward tonight and gets born again and only has a week to live? They'd just be destined to die because they don't have time to get the Word of God working in their life. So to help that, God gave certain gifts to people so that we can lay hands on people and you can get healed off of somebody else's faith. But that was never intended to be the dominant way that you receive. That is just a temporary measure to help you until you get the Word working in your life. And yet most people have substituted other people. You pay people to be professional Christians. This is what you pay them for, so that they can believe God. And when you get in trouble, you run to them and let them lay hands on you. Now again, there's nothing wrong with needing help. But to live there, to stay there, to get to where you always have to have somebody else laying hands on you because you don't know what the Word of God says, that is not what God intended. God intended for you to know the Word of God. God intended for you to be able to keep your mind stayed upon God so that He could keep you in perfect peace. And I know that there's many people that don't like what I'm saying, because you're saying, well, man, you're putting responsibility on me. Absolutely. Absolutely, that's what I'm doing. And there's a lot of you that just want to be carnal as you can be and live like the devil, and then when you get in trouble, come and let the preacher lay hands on you and get it through him. You're bootlegging the gospel. Man, you need to get the Word of God in your heart. If what I'm saying is true, which it is, I believe this with all of my heart, then brothers and sisters, every one of us ought to be on a crash course to know the Word of God. And I mean not just know it intellectually, but know it in the way that Adam knew his wife Eve and that she conceived and had a child. You know, I remember the testimony of Julianne Hartman down here, who had fibromyalgia and I think maybe some other things. And man, she struggled for years with this, and she got hold of these things that I'm saying. And without anybody laying hands on her, she took the Word of God. And on our video, her testimony, it shows her walking through the house, and she says, if my dogs could talk, what they would say, because she would walk through the house quoting the Word of God and rebuking things and taking her authority. And she got healed supernaturally. This is what Bud and Gina did when she had a stage 5 brain aneurysm. They took the word of God and spoke it. And they believed. I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, there is nothing, nothing that you need that the word of God will not produce in your life. You do not have to have somebody with their collar turned around backwards to be able to do your believing for you. If your collar is turned around backwards, you're going in the wrong direction. I'm not against anybody. I'm just saying that, you know, this whole idea of I'm clergy and you're a peon, you're just a normal run-of-the-mill Christian is all wrong. We're all overcomers. We all have the faith of the Son of God. You all have the Holy Spirit living on the inside of you if you've been born again and baptized in the Holy Spirit. We all have the same potential. Unto every one of us was given the measure of faith. You don't have a faith problem, you got a knowledge problem. Your faith would be activated if you understood and knew what the Word of God says. You've already, when you get born again, you were given the faith of the Son of God. Did you know that it's a fruit of the Spirit? Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 and 23 says, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. You were given faith. You've already got faith. But faith is activated by truth. You shall know the truth, and the truth will make you free. Faith is based on knowledge. The more knowledge of the Word of God, and again, not just intellectual knowledge, but experiential knowledge, where you take truths and you put it into practice, that's what makes faith come alive and function. We see this happen in our Bible college just over and over and over, thousands of times. We see people come in one way, and they are just normal in every sense of the word. They've got sickness, they've got poverty, they've got oppression, they've got all kinds of things, and they sit under the word, and I mean, it is just life transforming the way that they get changed. The word of God changes people. If you don't feel changed, if you feel like your life needs to change, this is the answer, is the word of God. And you know, you can just learn it on your own. To a very large degree, I did. I didn't go to a Bible college. And I learned most of my stuff through the School of Hard Knocks. And you know, if you survive, it makes a great testimony. But not everybody survives. There's a better way. And it's Charis Bible College. You can learn through my mistakes and through Wendell's mistakes and through all of our instructors' mistakes. You don't have to learn everything by hard knocks. Did you know, I said this morning when I was ministering in the Bible college, but our Bible college, 2 years of Bible college is the equivalent for most people of 22 years worth of church attendance. You get 22 years worth of church attendance crammed into a 2-year period of time, plus you do it in a strategic, systematic way where we build line upon line and precept upon precept instead of just randomly here and there. And it just has a supernatural effect. We see people's lives changed. I wished I had the time to share with you the testimonies of how people have just been literally transformed sitting under the Word of God. It would inspire you. But I'm telling you, it works. We've seen it happen hundreds, thousands of times. We had this one kid that came to our Bible school. He was, I think, probably 19 years old or something like that. And he came to Bible school, and he told us when he got here, he says, the only reason I'm coming is because my mother wants me to come, and she bought him a car and said that she would pay for his housing and all of this stuff if he would go to Bible school for 6 months. If he would last for 6 months, she would give him a car and all this. And so it was a financial deal. And he came and he told everybody, I'm out of here. As soon as 6 months is over, I'm gone. The only reason I'm here is because my mother's bribed me and given me all of these things. So anyway, he came and I guarantee you, he just told everybody. He says, I'm out of here in 6 months. You remember him, Taj? And anyway, at 6 months, he went back home. And did you know when he got back to Chicago, 2 or 3 of his friends had been killed? And he lived in an area where there was a person killed every single day in Chicago. And some of his friends had been killed, and he went back to some of his other friends, and he found out that he didn't even want to change. He didn't try and change. He was just there to get the car and the money. But when he got back, the word had changed him. He couldn't relate to his friends. And so he came back and finished all of the Bible college, and today he's a pastor of a church. And God just transformed him. And he didn't even want to change. But the Word of God changed. Now, I'm not encouraging you not to want to change, but I'm saying if you would just saturate yourself in the Word of God, it's like marinating something. When you put a steak in marinade, it soaks it up. It absorbs it. The Word of God, if you sit under the Word of God 4 hours a day for 2 years, I guarantee you it would just change you. You'd find out that it just changes you automatically. I'm getting ahead of myself, but there is a scripture that I will be using probably tomorrow to show you that the Word automatically changes you. It automatically works. It's just the way that it works. If what I'm saying is true, why isn't everyone just seeking after the Word of God and studying it? And somebody's thinking, well, I've studied the Word of God. You know, I've read the Bible. I couldn't even tell you how many times I've read the Bible. But over the Christmas holidays, man, I studied Zechariah, Ezra, Nehemiah, Acts, a bunch of different things. Wrote hundreds, probably close to 1,000 footnotes. And I am studying the Word. I've been at it for 50 years. And I am studying the Word as much as I ever have in my life.
That's all the time we have for today, but be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on the integrity and importance of the Word of God. This new Revised Live series titled A Sure Foundation is available as a 4-CD album and also as a brand new book. Each is available for a gift of any amount. Ask for A Sure Foundation when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries, and be sure to specify book or CD album. The first CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who were not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request Laying a Sure Foundation when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934, or call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111, or go to our website at any hour. You can use credit card to order any of our ministry materials online 24 hours a day at www.awmi.net. Also, be sure to check out the TV broadcast link to find out about the Gospel Truth TV program in your area. We hope to hear from you today.
I'd like to ask you to pray about becoming a partner with us. You know, you've been listening to this radio, and I know it's touched you. People's lives are being changed. And I'd like to ask you to just sow some seed and help us to reach out and touch more people. We are on radio stations all over the United States, of course, television and other things, and it just costs a lot of money to deliver the gospel to people. So I'd ask you to pray about becoming a partner with us. A grace partner is a person who gives on a monthly basis but doesn't receive material back. You're just giving to help us reach out. So pray about it. If the Lord leads you, then please become a grace partner with us today.